played the bars, played up to the Ramada for one winter up there at Casper. But as far as the music part, it's just for a good entertainment. I have my enjoyment on this organ here. It's a good musician. It takes better than me to make all the noises, but I enjoy what I do.
Now, do you play in a group or a band?
Oh, yes. There's six of us most of the time, and it all depends on whether we inherit one or two. But we call us the Converse County Country Kids. And we're all in that kid bracket, second kid.
Second childhood.
Yeah, right.
That's good. Now, you mentioned that you were born in Kansas. What did you tell me the date? Or?
Born? Yeah, I was born July the 25th in 1912, yeah.
And how old were you when you moved to Converse County?
Five.
So she's 17.
Yeah, 1917 when she showed up here. Well, you see, we went through a couple of three cyclones down there, and pretty hard on us, crop-wise and livestock-wise. So my uncle was in the mood of coming up here and homesteading. Mm-hmm. So he talked, you might say, the whole tribe of coming up here. My father, my grandfather, and another uncle. We all came up and ganged up and come up and homesteaded.
So about maybe 20 people? Or?
No, there was, kids and all, I expect there was, but there were only four families.
I see.
But we homesteaded on the Box Creek out here, just above what used to be the Fiddleback Ranch. And in fact, we joined it. And now that particular place, from buying out the ranchers and homesteaders and what have you, that one place is 50 sections big. And we have sold that belonged to an uncle. And then my cousin and I, we went down on another place. They bought what they called the Tom Ronald place, and we went down there and homesteaded it. And then you see, the racket in those days was you'd get you a hired man, a sheep herder, or what have you, and have him file on a claim and prove up on it, and then you'd buy it with anywhere from $1 an acre to $1,000 for section, see? Mm-hmm. Well, that would increase your range. Well, that particular piece down there now, it's 50 sections large, and it is in the corporation, and quite a little oil activity down there, but we own so much land in the area that there isn't very little state land, and they don't want to come on anything but government land, you see. The drillers, the oil companies, they don't want to get on private land unless it's a boomer.
Why is that? Because
it costs them more for royalty and so on.
I see.
And so it's sitting. We've got an oil well within a quarter of a mile of our property fence. As the boy says, we know they're pumping out and under our side of the fence. Anyway.
Taking your oil.
Yeah. We're donating it. But other than that, that's the way we go. And things have moved fairly rapid. Came into town, and while I was in town, after I left the Forest Service, I went in with the Ballard Construction, and we built a lot of dikes, painted a lot of highway bridges. And I worked for the Forest for 14 years, and then I transferred from the Forest District to the Forest Road. That was way back when the government was going to have a big 10-year program in the forest. Well, the forest engineer talked me into transferring over there and being the boss of the road crew. See, mm-hmm. I was a good cat skinner, and I was a licensed blaster and the whole bit.
A cat skinner?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?